Okay, so now, Alex, I am a parent. I may or may not speak English or French, or I speak perfect English, but somehow the principle or my concerns or my complete understanding is falling on deaf ears with school administrators. Can the QBBE provide an interface on those issues?
Absolutely. To tell you the truth, in fact, that's what we think is going to be our sector of growth. We have three main focus at the QBBE. The first one, we want to base ourselves on research and research that are targeted to our community so that we can have the statistic to exactly how negatively certain strategies are impacting our community. The second one, which is always been mandate, was in youth empowerment. We've also expanding that program. We have a lot of young adults that have not graduated from high school and are not able to finish at adult education. We want to make sure we help these students, these young adults, get to the end line. And more importantly, which we find ourselves sought after, is in the role of advocacy. Yes, we want to be the voice for our community in instances where people may not speak the language or people may not know of the regulations and what the school governance policies may be as it pertains to the right and the right of the children. So we want to be able to advocate for these families when we feel that there's injustice that's been done to them. So that is one of our territory growing sector in the past few months. There's been many instances where we had to intervene in on behalf of some of the families that cannot speak for themselves.
Has the organization been called upon, perhaps in the reverse, from the institutions, other principals, whether black, white, other administrators, to say, look, there's a problem here, and I really think our pedagogical system is not being understood, or we need to tighten it. How can I work with you as a principal on the QBBE to help this particular family?
Well, we try to forge the partnerships with those that want to work with us. There's a lot of principals that didn't know about the existence or even the partnership that we have with the English Montreal School Board and the ministry. So when we sent out literature to the schools to say that we have this online platform, please pass it on to your families, those that need the help, we can provide some academic and pedagogical assistance. So a lot of them were saying, well, can you tell us more about, have you ever worked with the EMSB before? And then I would tell them, they go, yeah, we have a 50-year partnership. So as soon as they hear that, then they realize that, yes, in the last 3-4 years, We didn't do a good job. The organization, due to early retirement and lack of focus, we didn't do the... A lot of our programs were not, how would I put it, were not as effective as we wanted to be. One of the reasons why I retired and took on the leadership of this organization, because there's too much work to be done. There's too much great work that has been done for us to allow this organization, probably the only one that can speak on behalf of the English community as it pertains to education. It has to endure, it has to thrive, and it has to grow, and it has to continue to provide the services to help our children meet the needs of graduation and even continue to post-secondary education.
Yeah, I think of the great work of people like Althea Caesar, Hyacinth Bain, the late, of course, you know, Horace Goddard, who just recently passed, and he was perhaps the last man standing who came out of that whole post-Sir George Williams conflict, where all of these organizations got their key mandate because we saw what happened there.
Well, we are fortunate to still have Dr. Bain as one of the members.
Oh, yeah.
Founding members.
He ain't going nowhere, praise God.
I mean, I've worked under great as Curtis George, who has had a great impact in my career. I mean, he as a president of the organization, he conducted himself with such a class and was on task when it came to providing services for the community. And then after Curtis George, I had a good fortune to work with Gavin Jeffers.
Oh, yes, Dr. Jeffers.
Mr. Jeffers has impacted me in ways that you will never imagine. With his Saturday program that he used to do at Riverdale, I used to go and help him out. And then myself, I continued throughout my career to try to emulate what great service that he had done. And I continued to do so in my school when I was principal at Burling Academy. And then finally, Dr. Goddard, who I can't say enough about Dr. Goddard. He made sure that the dream of QBB was alive. He held on to the leadership of the organization until I was ready. And for that, I will ever be indebted to him.
I also think because he was such a long-standing commissioner at EMSB that able to also, with this rapid turnaround, as well, you have to say, turmoil that was there, reminding, because every generation, there are new people, and all institutions, not only Black community institutions, do not handle their succession issues properly. It's not like there's a report or a file that's given to anybody that says, here are all our partnerships, and passed on so that it trickles down or understood as each workforce is changed and rejuvenates itself. I'm thinking of also all the librarians, Sibylline Mercer. I'm thinking, Angela Andrews, Jacqueline Webb. Oh, so many people.
Are our
young kids choosing the profession of either being an administrator, a support worker at any of the school boards? Because there's Lester B. Pearson, they're all of the school boards. And we know the school boards are under threat right now because they want to reshape how schools are governed, for me putting it quite mildly. Do we see a lot of young Black men, young boys, young women, young girls saying, I am going into the teaching profession?
I can't tell you exactly what the numbers are, but I know in my own experience, I've had enough young Black educators come to me for advice on how to integrate the system, how to get it. And that's the part that we've noticed, that although a lot of work has been done to establish that partnership where there's more representation in terms of teachers, administrators, but we know there's still a lot of work to be done. In fact, I think there's still underrepresentation. Yes, maybe we don't have the numbers to apply, but I do know of a few that have tried, and it's not easy. It's well guarded, so we need to be more proactive. And this is where I think, as the QBB played a role in the past, of putting pressure onto the Protestant School Board to have Black administrators in the schools, especially in the schools where there's a high percentage of Black children. We need to start to do that work again and put pressures on those instances to open up and allow our children, allow our young professionals to take their place and continue to service not only organization, but to make sure that our children fully get a chance to participate in Quebec society.
I'm going to let you go now, but before you go, I hear you have a wonderful component to all of your programming, in that if there are any families out there who their income, the family income, and I hate to think single parent at home, whether it's single mother-led or single father-led, but a family with children and students in your midst, and you need assistance because of the extra pressure COVID and perhaps internet learning has added to any family, because every single family is stressed generally, but then the pandemic, and since this September, it has, with the school force going back, and now we're getting a much-needed holiday break. families can call the QBBE and tell me about some of the resources or support that you can give to these families.
Well, one of the things that we were fortunate to involve, we were involved in another organization, a French organization, the Summit, who has done a great deal to provide internet access and laptops to families so that there's not a divide in terms of having access to online education. So a lot of that work has been done. We continue to work with this organization to provide families. But we also know that during the pandemic, there's a high level of anxiety. And anxiety and stress, and a lot of our people are isolated. They don't have the information, and part of the problem is, even in the height of the pandemic, the information seems to be disseminated only in French. So they're not getting the information from the school. They're not getting the information from the social services. So we have a role to play in trying to help bridge that divide by providing ourselves with some of the information to help families learn to navigate through the COVID, to give them some tips on how to keep the family safe, how to keep their mental health, and how to reach out to other resources in a community if they feel lonely. So I think the QBB wants to take the lead in working in partnership. There's a lot of other organizations that are doing, but I think more than ever, we need to band together to make sure that every family in our community are sort of catered to, especially since we seem to be going down on another lockdown and for school. So more than ever, that service is going to be needed. So if anybody wants to have more information, please feel free to call the organization. There's always someone there to answer the phone. If not, you can leave a message and we'll return a return. You can also visit our website where you will see our registration portal and some of the programs that we have ongoing at the moment.
Okay, so my understanding is not that you're trying to replace CenTrade, but it might very well be that you take a family and be the interface and connect them with the particular service that they might need during the pandemic.
Well, we found ourselves to play that role in many instances. Yes, for CenTrade, but we also have been more and more called in to intervene between social services, schools, and families. As you know, there seems to be more and more of a lack of cultural understanding for some of the social workers. So we want to make sure that students that are signaled or families that are signaled are at least that we're given a chance to intervene. We do have some social workers on our board that are helping us to put a framework where we can be that buffer between the social services and the families by working together with CLSCs and working together with schools. So we are actively pursuing to structure our program so that we are able to intervene in situations where there seems to be a lack of cultural understanding.
So I'm going to give them the phone number, 514-481-9400. Now, my listeners, you know that this is Boom Boom Time Show. When I tell you, have your pens and papers ready. It's for necessary information like this. I'm going to do the number one more time, and then we're going to ask Alex Adrian, to give us the website portal address. That number once again, and you could be a grandma. Maybe Ma is not around. She might be shopping or she's working the late shift tonight and not hearing this interview. Give it to your sons and daughters so they can, for your grandchildren, or you call yourself and acquaint yourself with what is possible. Because in many instances, grandparents are the after-school facility, especially during the pandemic. 514-481-9400. Alex, give us the QBBE website address, please.
It's www.qbbe.ca. And you will get onto our website. You will see if you want to help out, if you want to donate, if you want. We also had an active GoFundMe that we started in the summer. We were able to collect nearly $18,000. That's to go to our online platform so we can offer the service free to the community. Please, if you go onto the website, donate, encourage us. We're here to serve you. And if ever you know of families or students that may be struggling and that can use their help, please call us. We're here to help. And I want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. To our AA Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, and season greetings to everyone.
Peux-tu faire ça en français aussi, s'il te plaît?
Je peux le dire en français. Bonne et meilleure année. Joyeux Noël à tous. Et que je vous souhaite santé et soyez, restez surtout et en sécurité pendant la période des fêtes.
I'm telling you, you see, I tell you, that's why I like you.
Et souvent, mè rwa di lan kriol, tout pou, et souci ou gen listeners kap tande en kriol, nou mèm tou nou konne ki es nou ye, fèd attention, mè souwete nou bon ane.
I want the Jamaican patrono. You've been among Jamaicans. Since the 70s, playing ball, ghost and engine, NDG, let me hear your patrono. And I'll leave you alone this time. QBDE.ca. QBBE.ca and parents, if your children are teaching school to their dolls or their G.I. Joes and you want them to follow the footsteps of the Rose, Mansfield, and, you know, Dr. Bernard, Beverly Townsend, and all these great people, Frank Dawson, just so many people, right? Perhaps check out the QBBE, and we'll move from there. Alex, it was just a joy to have you in this capacity on this show.
Pat, thank you for having me. It was a blast.
Okay. So we're going to play some music. When I return, we have one small interview with Wavy Wanda, and we're going to talk about the roots of hip-hop, because I want some of you to buy this book, C'est un livre en français sur les racines de hip-hop à Québec. All right, so don't go away. Ronnie G, give us the music.
Sky, never. CKUT 90.3 FM. Go ahead, Sister B.
Give me a little music, Ronnie G. I want to get Wanda Martin, our next guest, going.
Coming up.
Yes, it does. It's one of the songs we rapped to when we were 17 years old.
Well,
1984.
Sorry? Yesterday, Wavy Wanda.
No, that was about 36 moves. That was about 36 years ago, Pat.
First of all, I look up to you guys because you guys were much older than me.
Okay, Pat. We went to kindergarten together, remember?
No, I don't remember. I don't.
Okay. Van Horn.
Okay. All right. Stop it. I bet you're going to put out all my dress sizes. Wanda, can you imagine the excitement on Facebook when we saw those early pictures from the book, which was released December 1st, Les Racines du Hip Hop au Québec? Tell me, how did you get involved to be one of the people mentioned in this hip hop history peak?
Well, I was contacted on, I was responding to a post that Ricky Daly put up, and someone inboxed me, just a random person, and he asked me if this was Wavy Wanda. He said, "Are you Wavy Wanda?" And I was like, "Who's asking?" And he said, "Yeah," because I was like, I don't respond to random men. So he said his name was Felix B. Defossier, and he said that he worked for Radio Canada and that he was an author and a journalist, and that he was he wanted me to do a interview for Radio Canada. So you know, I asked him what was this about, because I mean it took me off guard. So he said he was writing a book about the pioneers of hip hop in Quebec, and he was trying to contact everybody in Montreal who used to participate in the hip hop scene. So he asked me to do the interview, and you know, I thought about it and I said, okay, no problem, I'll do the interview. And he also asked me if I could help him to contact former rappers and dancers who were part of the hip hop scene, so that I could provide. So I provided him with a few names like DJ Ray, Shan Juan, Freaky D, LDG, Butcher T. He wanted to interview as many people so that they could be a part of the book. He told me he was writing a book. So I was a bit shocked. Like, this was 36 years ago, you know, and this is on Facebook. I had no idea this was coming. So I agreed to do the interview, and I did the interview with him. It went very well. And he told me the book would be out next year. And I was like, wow, you know, I'm a part of this book. And he contacted quite a few people, but there are quite a few people that he still needs to contact. And he said that this is the first book, and he's going to be putting out a second book.
My dear, let me ask you something, because there weren't many, many women, right? You just mentioned a few.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't you have worn Baby Blue? Because I just, please tell the listening audience about how Baby Blue came to find out. Now, for those of you in the listenership, Baby Blue was Wavy Wanda's partner. And they were unique. You know, Wavy Wanda wasn't all that, not Wavy Wanda, but Baby Blue wasn't all that unique. She grew up in the 70s, so yeah, mm-hmm. She was a, you know, brunette, blonde, white, blue-eyed girl who hung out with everybody black, and she hung out with other people too, but she used to rap. But you can tell her anything about this interesting voyage back 36 years ago. Tell us how she came to find out.
Well, no, actually, she found out first because she had called me about a year ago and told me somebody had contacted her daughter through social media, and her daughter never knew she used to rap. So her daughter went and asked her, hey, Mom, like, were you a rapper? And she went, why? and so her daughter said, well, there's some reporter from Montreal trying to contact you. And Stacey's very, you know, she gets, defensive. She's like, well, who's trying to contact me? What reporter? And so she mentioned the name. And then Stacey had called me and told me about it, but I had forgotten about it. And it was only a year later when he contacted me directly, because Stacey didn't think she was going to get involved in the interview. She didn't know who this person was, and she lives in New York. So they contacted me a year later, and then we put it all together, and Stacey found out before I did. Her daughter found out and didn't even know she rapped.
That's another interview, and that's when I get Stacey Wagner on the radio.
Exactly.
When you guys were rapping all around Montreal in some of the many venues, did you ever think, what we're doing here, we are pioneers, and people are going to want to document this?
No, actually, it was DJ Ray and Shan Wan from the Quality Crew.
Mm-hmm.
They approached us and they said, you know what, we're rapping and we want to start a rap group. And they asked us, and I wasn't a rapper. And I was like, no, I'm too shy. You know, I don't want to start a rap group. Why would I start a rap group? So they were so persistent. And they would say, well, just come by and listen to us practice. So we'd go by and listen to them practice. And they would get us involved. And they would get me to say a line or two or three or whatever. And we started to have fun. So it started off as something like real playful and fun. And then he met Mike Williams. DJ Ray met Mike Williams through another friend of his. And Mike had asked us if we wanted to start recording at a radio station. And I was like, a radio station? Just for fun. So I don't know what I was getting into, Pat. But
No, let's just stop for a second. Mike Williams, prior to his DJ days on Much Music, or perhaps around the same time, first he was on Show'em FM, and then he got an urban show on CKGM. That's right. The same CKGM with Ralph Lockwood and all of those people. And from there, before you knew it, and that spread through Montreal, that people who we knew on CKGM, and they became celebrities.
Yeah, but Pat, like, we had something to look forward to now. I mean, we had Club 980 every Saturday night.
Exactly.
Everybody was listening to Club 980.
Everybody.
Because we were listening to our friends. It was our friends who were on Club 980. There are people from LaSalle, people from Uptown, people from Downtown. I mean, that's why it captivated the audience, because everybody was so excited to listen to their friends on social media, on the radio.
It made everything seem possible.
Really, it really did. And we were so excited. We felt like movie stars. They got us gigs at the Fat Boy concert. Mike Williams brought up, he organized a concert, and he brought up the Fat Boys, which is a popular rap group from New York City. And we opened up, we got a gig with them. He did Breakdance 84, where all the groups in Montreal competed. They were breakdancing poppers and lockers, and they competed for $1,000 prize. And there was like a solo competition and a group competition. The solo competition was won by Michael McLean from Little Burgundy, which was our close friend who we encouraged to participate. He won $1,000. And then we had Pierre Pripal Jr., who won the group participation for the breakdance crew, and they both won $1,000. And we were 17 years old. Like, $1,000 was a lot of money.
Who are you telling him? You had $50, you were rich. Here's the thing. History is a funny thing. And now that we're talking, and now since it's been on Facebook, and we've been tripping over the cover. The cover of the book is excellent. It's just even though you may not read French,
I want to encourage everybody to get this book, especially grandparents, because some of the kids, your kids are in there as pioneers. And we often, people say, we don't read French, we don't do this, we don't do that. Yeah, we do. And what a way to start, right? Mm-hmm. Now is the time to pick it up. I'm going to get one and dust off my fussy, rusty French reading, because, you know, I'm used to reading French online and newspapers, right?
And you can use Google Translator if you don't understand.
Yeah, maybe, but I haven't picked up a French whole book in a long time, and it ain't all that hard. And because it's something by us, for us, it's going to be even a bigger impetus. But one book will never be the complete history. I understand there is a previous book and many other books and books to come, that I want people to get this book, see us as a community, and in our corner of the diaspora, yes, our efforts and our children's efforts and our grandkids' efforts were worth something, is documented, but start writing down the history there. The people who are not in the book, start filling in the gap. No one person could be, everybody can't be in one book or one movie or one poem. We need to start documenting and collecting these things and keeping this, if not for ourselves, for the old folks home, for our kids, to inspire them, to make them push on and do and document. It's all about do and document. So are you going to write your own book next, Mel Wanda?
No. This is just for fun, Pat. I had a good time. It was a great experience, memorable, priceless. We, you know what? It basically helped us relive our childhood. And that's priceless.
Let me ask you something, because it should end there, but I'm not going to end there because I have to be me. If we put back on Strange, would you be able to do a little tiny rap for us?
Pat, I'll think about that. I don't know about that.
Ronnie G, play some Strange for
us. Pat, I'm not. No. Not today, Pat.
Right.
Not today.
Not today. But promise me soon you're going to do a TikTok
video. I will think about it,
or
Pat.
Or Stacey, what is that, healthy or something? With just even you and Baby Blue, but I'm so pleased that you're part of this large document to push our culture. And it is ours, even though it hails from the U.S., right?
Yeah.
But I think you got to be the ambassador to get everybody to start documenting the various histories, because everybody has a phone, they can do it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pat.
The book is out now and is available, and I'm going to tell you, La Librairie, I'm going to kill DJ Storm, because DJ Storm took off the sheet here. I had it right here. Should I beat? It sounds bad. Hey, it sounds bad beating your chair, right? But the whole of Montreal will come and beat me up for her, right? So I'm going to get it back here. Here's the book. Get your pens and papers. I'm going to spell out the website where you can purchase it. LESLIBRAIRES.ca. Once again, LESLIBRAIRES.ca. And quite simply, it is called Les Racines du Hip Hop au Québec. That's LESRACINES DU Hip Hop au Québec. Les Racines du Hip Hop au Québec. So, congratulations. If nothing
else,
the cover alone. It's worth it. I'm not even going to tell people who's on the cover.
I know. I was shocked when I saw the cover, and the person was shocked as well, Pat. And we know that is.
We're not saying nothing. Let's just build some mystery. But, you know, it's wonderful. Thank you, Wanda.
You're welcome, Pat. You're welcome. Anytime, Pat. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
No problem. Ronnie G, give us a bit of music, and we're going to head into some great reggae music. We got a Christmas reggae tune right there queued up for you. And shortly I'll be posting on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page so you can get some of the information so that you can make use of today's interviews. All right? Take it away, Ronnie G.
I'm queuing it up, Sister P. I'm queuing it up.
Hold on to those hard times. We ain't gonna fight. Scrub up on a Christmas. You rub up and you dub up on a Christmas. And I dance a new year. We wish you merry, 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 merry Christmas. On a broke pocket day. Not even 1 cent to buy a little toy. We dance and rock it to the ice mans. Shouting, I'm Ben Johnson, dear. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And dance again. Everybody in the dance hall singing. Everybody in the dance hall rocking. Everybody is skanking and a rocking. And a broke back.
loving till the day I die. Really loving till the day I die. Really loving till the day I die.
I'm in the seat of a scornful, but I'm on the light of the law of the Lord, God, your Rastafari. And in your law, do I man meditate the day or night? People, I man should be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth food in the juice. But I'm on locks on life, I shall not wither. But whatsoever I man do, it shall always prosper. We say, do we keep our not so? Y'all not the trap of the wind, drop the wind, for no wicked shall not stand in that judgment. I know to the congregation of the righteous. Cause I got your eyes upon, I knew where the wheels of the righteous. And knew that the wheels of the wicked shall crumble and fall like and burn.
Oh Lord, they brought us down near
than the color of his eyes. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all, without regard to race. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace and world citizenship and the rule of international morality will remain but fleeting illusions to be pursued but never attained.
You're on, Sister P.
Music man, and let me feel like get one of the three-quarter long skirt and put on back one of the booty and wrap up my head and head to a 12-track dance. That's it, but we are Boom Boom Time. We are here once again. The Boom Boom Time Facebook page will be uploaded at CHUMTYME, as well as I'm so easy to find, as well as the QBBE and LadyBerry.ca. Head there for gift suggestions for your loved ones. And as we typically close, make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person pain. Well, there it is.
DJ Ronnie G, welcome back into the experience
of reggae.
Why the way?
taking place in our lives. In the beginning, there was but one concept, and that's the concept of I. Then arose the body on the devil. And from that day on, there is trouble. We've got wars and rumors to wars. Nations rising up against nations.
Shriyakal, Namaskar, Adab, and welcome to Desi Beats at 90.3 FM CKUT. Listeners, hope all of you are keeping well and safe. My name is Ambika. Aaj ki shaam, aapki dost aur host is program mein. Aur hamesha ki tarah, aapki Sunday evenings ko gulzar karne, Desi Beats aapke liye South Asian music, culture aur language ki khoobsurti lekar aata hai. And for today's session of Desi Beats, we have a very special interview with Dr. Shailaja Saxena. A Chinese proverb says, to learn a language is to have one more window from which to look at the world. Yani hamari bhasha hame apne culture, apni sabhyata, apni sanskriti se jodti hai, apni root se jodti hai. Aur isi kadi mein aaj ki shaam ka ye interview aapke liye leke aa rahe hain. हमारी आज की esteemed गेस्ट डॉक्टर शैलजा सक्सेना इज द co-founding डायरेक्टर ऑफ हिंदी राइटर्स गिल्ड, अ टोरंटो बेस्ड ऑर्गेनाइजेशन वर्किंग फॉर द डेवलपमेंट ऑफ हिंदी इन कैनेडा. डॉक्टर शैलजा इज एन एस्टैब्लिश्ड हिंदी राइटर हु हैज बीन राइटिंग इन वेरियस फॉर्म्स ऑफ हिंदी लिटरेचर, बी इट एसेज, ट्रैवलॉग्स, एनालिसिस, पोएम्स और स्टोरीज. शी पब्लिश्ड अ बुक ऑफ पोएट्री कॉल्ड क्या तुमको भी ऐसा लगा इन 2014. हर पोइम्स एंड स्टोरीज हैव बीन पार्ट ऑफ एंथोलॉजीज एंड कंपाइलेशंस इन इंडिया एंड कैनेडा, एंड शी हैज बीन वाइडली पब्लिश्ड इन वेरियस मैगजीन्स एंड ऑन द वेब.